Welcome to the Dale Sabor A Tu Salud podcast by Tadin. I am your host, Chef Carla Contreras. Join me as we steep in the world of Tadin with interviews from fellow creatives, foodies, and entrepreneurs from our comunidad. Hey, Tadin Familia, I have news for you. Tadin wants to hear from you for Hispanic Heritage Month. The team will be sharing your traditions. Be on the lookout for IG stories asking you to share your story. You can also DM them at Tadin Tees and share how you honor your culture this month. Brianna, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I would love for you to introduce yourself and how you serve your community.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. So my name is Brianna Gonzalez. I am the founder of the Social Chica. We are a community and events organization. And as of last year, we became a business center for women entrepreneurs.
Brianna, I'd love to know what's in your taza. I have a throat wellness tea here with me. And I saw that you had a Leo mug. I'm curious what's in it.
Yeah, so I just have regular chamomile, just keeping it, you know, basic and chill today. But that's usually what I like to drink, either that or the lemon ginger root tea, especially on days when like my allergies are bad. But typically I'm always drinking chamomile.
It's such a beautiful tea because I think, at least for me, and I don't know about you, growing up I had chamomile and it was part of my, you know, my great grandmother and my grandmother. They just drank that tea and it was part of, you know, sitting around the table. Did you have that growing up?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, my grandma, she's always been into like coffee and tea. So growing up, the same thing. So that's just kind of what I've been used to. So I was definitely more, or as I've gotten older, I realized I'm more of a tea person. And it's definitely because of my grandma.
I love that memory. Mm-hmm. Tadin is rooted in wellness.
Yes.
Can you tell us about how wellness and mental health awareness plays a role in your business?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's very important just because, you know, growing up or especially in our culture, our community, wellness was just not really a thing that I guess we believed in or paid attention to. So when I started college, that's when I really started to understand what mental health and wellness is. So fast forward to today, it's definitely a huge part of my like daily routine, especially with my business, because, you know, at the Social Chica, we do believe that if you're not right within, then your business is not going to flourish. Everything that you do really matters. And if you're not putting 100% into not only your business, but yourself, then your work is going to reflect.
Yeah. And this is so true. And is this what started in the beginning of your business? Can you tell us about how your business started and has wellness been a part of it since the beginning?
I don't think it was, again, because when I started my business, I was only 21. So I was, you know, 6 months shy of graduating. So I wasn't really like thinking about that. It really wasn't until I started working when I guess, experienced what anxiety feels like. Because, I mean, we experience anxiety in different ways, but I guess anxiety as an adult, because now you have, like, things to pay, you have a job, you have to, like, you know, it's like the adult world. So I want to say it really started to click or really I started to realize that it was needed probably, like, 2 years ago. And that's just because I started to be more vulnerable with the women in our community, and then they started to share what they were going through. So when I realized, like, you know, this is an actual problem within our community, I just decided to make sure that every event that we do or no matter what we do, it always tied into wellness.
And how did you start the shift into entrepreneurship? I know that you have experience in the co-working space. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about what it was like to make that transition?
I don't think it was hard just because I, like you said, I've always been in like a co-working environment, whether I was working at one or working for one. So I knew what to expect when doing that with my business, but it's been a hard transition was bringing awareness to people who don't know what co-working is.
So can you share with us, what is co-working? Why would we want to join a space like yours? What do you offer? Because I'm on the East Coast. I'm like, I want to join this space. So tell everyone about it. I would love to know more about it.
So co-working for us is definitely more of a like a feeling like you're at home. If you've gone to other co-working spaces, which I'm sure you have, you'll know that it does feel a little bit more business-like. It's really quiet sometimes. Everyone just kind of like sticks to themselves. But at the HQ, at our HQ, I definitely want it to feel like you're just hanging out with your friends, right? We don't have any cubicles. We don't have anything like that, just because as entrepreneurs, the whole purpose of us doing what we do is we don't want to be in an office, you know, all day by ourselves. So we want to make sure that the space reflects that. We do have separate rooms that have different personalities, I guess different aesthetics, I should say. So each of our members, they're able to find which room they want to work in. And from there, they'll be able to share a space, work together, whether that's hosting a photo shoot, meeting a client, hosting a workshop, things like that, or even a networking event. So it's really more of just, I don't know, I guess it's more of a hangout place for women, but still getting work done.
Yeah, and you have a focus too on content. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so what's special about us is we do tie everything into each other, you know, starting with wellness. Like we have a meditation room. So we wanted to make sure that we're able to have a content room or a studio where women can, you know, rent the studio out or host a photo shoot that's affordable, because starting a business is hard. So we don't necessarily always have the budget to go and rent a studio or hire a photographer every week. So we really do provide the resources and tools at the space for you to do that.
That's amazing. It's an incredible resource. You host conferences. I would like to know more about the conferences and the behind the scenes of the conferences, and especially if someone hasn't been to a conference before, why are they important?
Yes, thank you for asking. So our conferences are a little bit different than like your typical conference. You know, we just do it for one day, a few hours, and we make sure to throw everything in there at once. So I've always liked to say like we're more of an experience, not necessarily an event. And also more of a party too, because you want to make sure it reflects our culture. You know, we always, like Hispanics love to party. It's a known fact. So just testing it out, I've noticed that when we have those type of events, women are more comfortable to, you know, open up, talk, network, things like that. So our conferences have definitely become what I have always envisioned them to be. We're finally in a space where, you know, we're able to do the things that we want. And I just think they're super important because growing up, I mean, I'm sure others can probably relate to this, but growing up, it was like we couldn't go to those type of events because maybe they were too expensive or we just weren't that experienced yet with whatever we were doing. So here at the Social Chica, the conferences are more of like open to all. Like it doesn't matter what level or what phase you're at in your business. Whether you're new, aspiring, or established, you're still going to find somebody to connect with, someone who's still going to be interested in your business no matter what. So it's definitely different than like your typical business conference. We encourage women to just come as they are. Like you do not have to dress up. You don't have to wear a full suit, even though some people like to do that. It's just really something that, you know, that we can attend, that's affordable, that's attainable, and educational.
And what does this experience look like for you to build? So what does the back end of this look like? What does the planning look like? How long does this take you to put this event together? And who are the type of people that you bring to this event?
Yeah, so, I mean, last year and the year before, we were doing events probably every 3-4 months, but it just got too overwhelming as I'm the only one putting it together. So now we're only doing it like once a year. So this year is the first year that I started planning like months ahead. So for example, the event is in September. I started planning December, January. And that way, you know, I'm just able to kind of stretch myself out a little bit more, give myself more time. And then the behind the scenes part of it, it's actually really fun. I wish I would document it more, but I just don't, because, you know, you have like all these ideas, but other people are giving you ideas to, you know, make it better. So it's always a fun time planning, and then to see it happen, it's always like a beautiful thing. And just the people that we really market to, specifically women here in Dallas, but we've had people come from like Oklahoma, I think Arizona once, and California. So we're starting to like really, you know, expand our reach. But even men attend. Like you'll be surprised how many men attend with their girlfriends or wives just because they want to support their business, and just help them network. And it's actually funny because even at the events, you'll find that like their boyfriends, some boyfriends or husbands are like more, I guess, talkative than the women. So it's just funny to see. But I think we finally did find like our demographic after like, what, 5 years. So, which is crazy because sometimes, you know, it's very, very small with audiences, but ours has been from like 16 to like 60. So it's just really crazy the age gap that we reach.
It's incredible to hear. And you have different types of speakers that come to this event. And I also saw from one of your past events that you had a DJ. Is that part of this process? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we have a DJ for every event because, like I said, I want it to be like a party. And then, you know, music is just music. Like, it's always fun to have. That's how people connect. I mean, last year we had her. We're going to have her again this year. We've been working with her ever since. She's all the DJs or our DJ, DJ Amaris, she's only in high school. So it's been great to see her, you know, kind of flourish and connect as well. So yeah, it's been great.
Can you tell me about the speakers? Who do you bring to the conference and what type of content are they sharing with your community?
Sometimes we like to have speakers with a financial background. We've had an influencer come out and teach us about, like, you know, being authentic on social media and how to work social media. We've had motivational speakers. We've had, or now this year we're going to have an author, and she's also running for like Texas House District. Like, we touch on a variety of topics and industries just because we want to make sure that we're speaking to every single person in that room and not just one specific entrepreneur.
And what are the takeaways for the people that come? Like, what do you hear from people during the event, after the event? Like, how has this event impacted their lives?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully we've had pretty good feedback for all of our events. Everyone does always say how, you know, empowering it felt, like how comfortable they felt there, that they were able to share things with people that they've never met before. One thing that is all people always tell me is, you know, especially if they come by themselves, because that's a scary thing to do, to go to an event by yourself when you don't know anybody. And so one thing that women always share is, you know, they came feeling super nervous, super scared to talk to people. And then when they leave, they're just like, thank you. Like, I didn't know that I needed this. And so that's always good to hear, that people need stuff like that, and that, you know, that you're actually creating impact.
Yeah. And that was actually one of the questions that I was going to ask as a follow-up, is if you were new to networking, and I think that that's an important distinction, noting that if someone attended an event by themselves, what are some tips that you have from running your own events?
Yeah. I mean, one thing for me is just to be honest, like be authentic. Because I think the more that we try to limit ourselves, especially when networking, when we're not like being fully open, we can miss out on future opportunities. So the more you talk about what you're dealing with, like what your struggles are, especially in your business, you never know who you can find, who can help you, you know, fix those issues or those problems for you in your business. And then another thing for me is, I mean, I feel like people always say, like, have your business cards ready, have this ready. And it's like, yeah, like, that's cool to have. But, like, don't be afraid to just put yourself out there and or ask people if you can follow them. Because I think when you do that, it kind of makes them feel more, just more like you're interested in learning more about them, right? So it's not always about you. And I think I heard that somewhere. I don't remember when it was, but they're like, the number one rule in networking is it's not about you. Like, people want to know that you're interested in their business, because then eventually that opens the doors for them to ask even double the questions about you.
Ooh, that's a great tip. I think that that is interesting. And it also leads into, we had a conversation offline about DMs, mm-hmm. and being open to possibilities in DMs. Can you tell me a little bit about how you met Tadine?
Yeah, so it was just one random day. I had one random message in my DMs, and it was from Tadine, and they just asked if I would be interested in doing the podcast. And at first I was like, I don't know if this is real, because usually, you know, I'll get DMs on my business account. Like, I really don't do anything on my personal. So I was like, I don't know if this is real. So I looked into it, and yeah, it was. Here I am. So, you know, it's just the power of like networking off or online. You never know, you know, what can come from it. Thankfully, from that one DM, I was able to be on this podcast. And now we're working with Eileen for our upcoming conference for our small business grant. So you just never know what saying yes will lead you to.
Incredible. Brie, can you tell us about projects that are coming up in 2024? I know about the conference, but is there anything else that's on the horizon, possibly even 2025?
Yeah, I mean, we hope to launch our pitch series next year. We haven't decided how often we want to do it, maybe twice a year. We'll have a pitch contest for women to pitch their business, compete, and then have the opportunity to win a grant out of it. But we want to provide more. So we want to do a whole program where they'll attend workshops, work one-on-one with marketing strategists and things like that. So hopefully that happens.
Brianna, thank you so much for coming on this podcast. How can we find you? How can we work with you? How can we support you?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun. So this is where it gets a little crazy, because we have two separate Instagram accounts. So for our co-working space, it is the Social Chica, at the Social Chica HQ. And then more of our event side and business resource side is just the Social Chica, at the Social Chica. And then our website is just thesocialchica.com. But yeah, that's pretty much where you can find us. If you want to follow my personal account, you definitely can. That's just at Brianna G on Instagram.
Gracias. Thank you so much for steeping in the world of Tadine. I am your host, Chef Carla Contreras. You can find Tadine at Tadine Teas on Instagram, and more information in the show notes. If you're on iTunes or Spotify, please leave us a review. Adios.